Blog Talk Radio.
This is Evangeline Vanna Harris bringing you to see the Prosperity Broadcast. The station just said that they having trouble with the station right now. We're going to do what we can in the name of Jesus. This is Evangeline Vanna Harris bringing you to see the Prosperity Broadcast on this Sunday evening. Praise the Lord from Memphis, Tennessee. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Tell you too. Well, thank the Lord well as it is. Yes, yes, yes. I'm then, let me see, can I play another song? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yeah, this is the best bit of Harris. It's see the prosperity. From having technical difficulties. Y'all bear with me. The station today, they having trouble with it at the station. Pray for me.
I'm going away.
just for me. I'm going away.
going away.
Praise the Lord. Yes, Miss Evangelist Betty Harris. When you see the Prosperity Broadcast, I'm in Tennessee. I do not, first thing I want to say, I do not own any copyright to this music that I'm playing. I don't own the copyright to it. And also, I'm reaching all the people that have a birthday in the month, October, happy birthday. All the people that are having an anniversary, any type of anniversary, wedding anniversary, job anniversary, whatever type of anniversary. Whatever type of anniversary you are having, happy anniversary. And to my friend Pat, happy birthday. This coming Tuesday is going to be her birthday. The day the 10th, and on the 12th of this month. And Tuesday, this coming Tuesday is the 12th. Happy birthday to Pat, my friend Pat. She listens to me all the time. Praise the Lord. And happy birthday. It's going to be your birthday on the 12th all day long. Praise the Lord. This is Ben. Keep on saying, I'm here. Thank the Lord, I'm here. I give God honor and give God the praise. I got on like this when I started talking. Praise the Lord. Name of Jesus. The devil want me. He don't want me to talk on this subject. But my topic today. And so many of you all have said it. You all that tuned me in have said it more than one time. They have said it for years. I am grown. That's the phrase so many of you all have said. I am grown. But someone trying to tell you don't do this or don't do that, and you think, oh, they can't tell me anything. I'm grown. That's what I'm talking about. I'm grown. No matter what they tell you, I'm grown. And they tell you right, you know it right. I'm grown. I'm doing it anyway. Went on and do it. Sometimes you go on and do it anyway. That's the phrase that I'm talking about. That's the topic today. I am grown. Have you all know that two of them in? Have you said that yourself to your mama, to your dad, or to your loved one, or to your friends? I am grown. They try to tell you about this, about that. I'm grown. Can't tell me what to do. I'm grown. Those are very phrases that people have said, but they have regretted it till the day they have died, until the day they are up to right now. They have shed many tears on the very phrase, I am grown. Yes, 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 yes. You have to be careful when you say that. I am grown. People know you're grown. They're trying to keep you from heading into a storm. They're trying to keep you from having a shipwreck. Mama and daddy and all mama and that praying mother missionary way down the road, they see trouble. They see trouble. But, I'm wrong. They tell you, don't marry that boy. No, I don't think you should marry him. He's not right for you. I'm wrong. They marry who they want to marry. Okay. Tell the young girl, leave that boy alone. Says and some of these girls, some of them have slip out the window to meet the boys and stuff. And the parent tell them that he's too fast for you. No, you don't need to be going out with him. Mom can't tell what to do. I'm grown. Especially when it comes to marriage. You should marry that man. You should marry that woman. They marry who they want to marry. Okay. And then you go on and marry. I'm wrong. She can tell me what to do. I'm grown. But the thing is, when you say you're grown, be grown. But when trouble hits you, and those very words slap you back in the face, I'm grown, with tears in your eyes and heartache, and your heart been broken. Oh, yeah, you still grown. But we got to, but the loved ones or someone else have to help pick up the pieces, help you through this crisis, or help you with your children. And half a time, these hot-tail girls, they're so hot, you can't tell them nothing when they think some boy love them. And they wind up getting pregnant and whatever, and I'm grown. They have to come back home, and mama got it, grandparents got to take care of the baby. So you wild out in the street, I'm grown. Oh, my God. Right, one time the preacher was in the pulpit, he was there. His daughter left there and said, yes, I don't want her to come back. Because you know what? When she come back, she won't come back by herself. She going to bring somebody with her, that means a child, at least one, two, or three, or four, or how many. They not come back themselves. Oh, they say I'm grown and go marry the wrong man, a wrong woman, and then have to come back home. Especially the daughters had to come back home. But not by themselves. They left for just them. Say, but when they come back, they got one, two, three, four with them coming back home. The mama thought she going to retire. And just relax because, when you're time age, you already got aches and pains and whatever. Anyway, some people have, some don't. Thank the Lord that knows they don't. But what about those that do? And then you have to wear with little small kids again, all over again. Little small children. Baby, don't do that. Don't do that. No, put that down. And then when the children, and then at the past, as the daughter has to come back home so many times, she have not raised the children. They bad. They bad little kids. They bad. People get me upset when you say too much about the children, but they bad. They tell you stuff up, break your best of everything. You can have a chair. It can be $5,000. You can have things that's very expensive, $10,000. The children break. The children break it. Head up, everything. Even you know, work hard to have it. But I'm grown. That's what children do. That they bring them back and don't raise these children. Don't raise them. I don't know why young folks don't have to raise these children when they don't. They just what they say. They just let them grow up. They just grow up. They just grow up. My Lord, my Lord. Yes, Lord. I'm talking about the top I'm dealing with. I'm grown. I am grown. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And everybody got to pay for your small mind. I'm grown. Some of y'all have said it too. Oh, my Lord, my Lord. But you're paying the price. You're paying the price. In the very words, I am grown. We're going to have another son, praise the Lord. And I'll be coming back, praise the Lord. Oh. Yes, Lord.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say.
I'm at the top of the day and I'm grown. I am grown. Some of y'all have said that over and over again, and some of y'all still saying, I'm grown. to get in trouble. Don't go down there. Don't be telling, and then mother be telling young boys and son, don't be wrong with that bad crowd. That's a bad crowd. Don't be wrong with that boy. That boy, he's bad. He, you know, he being out of jail. Oh, you still running with him. That thing, you know, he in jail. You in jail. If they're going to rob somebody or hijack a car or something. Hard-headed. But because you say you wrong, I'm wrong. Mama don't know what you're talking about. Mama, old pastor. The children, they don't know what you're talking about, old pastor. Oh. But, oh, my God. They see way down the road. And you know, sometimes God give them dreams and stuff and vision about the children. And then they try to tell the children, oh, she don't know what you're talking about. She don't know. I don't pay no attention. Don't pay attention to her. No, don't pay attention to him. They don't know what you're talking about. They old. Mm-hmm. They old. You right. But they see way down the road. They see way down the road. They have to come back sometime and apologize. Sometimes they wish they could apologize. Wish their mama you told me. And some of y'all said now, mama told me that. She told me, don't do this and don't do that. I went on and did it. And especially about these years married so young, the wrong man, and said, mama told me don't marry that man. And mama told me that. But yet she in it now. She got a house for her kids now. I married too young. Especially when you marry young, mama really telling y'all, you too young to get married. Yeah, I'm in love. Oh, my God, go to college. In love. In love. Okay. Then at the end, oh, mama, you told me. Ooh, no, she might not tell mama. Sometimes they don't do nobody tell the mama or tell the person that told them, but they tell their friends. You know, they talk to the friend crying and everything. Ooh, I shouldn't have married him. I should have done what mama told me. Leave him out there. Leave him alone. Don't go with him. I mean, leave him out there. He didn't mean me any good. How the life is something else. Life is a puzzle. Shoot. It's a jigsaw puzzle. Life is not smooth sailing. Nuh-uh. Life is something else. It's not smooth sailing. Oh, Lord. No, it's not. My God, my God. Yes, yes. I'm getting with Chapter Chronicles, the 7 and 14. Y'all hear these verses over and over again, but it needs to be said because you're not doing it. Yeah, you need to read it many times. As you can, as the people can, because you're not doing it. Second Chronicles 7 and 14. If my people, which I call by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Somebody not praying. You know, the bottom line, you're not praying. You're not praying. Because you know what? You can't pray and keep up hell all the time. Somebody not praying. You can't pray and keep up hell in the church, in the school, and on your job, or whatever. You can't pray and keep up hell at the same time. You can't do it. You can't do it. You can't do it. You cannot pray and keep up hell at the same time. You hear what I said? Do I need to repeat myself? I don't think so. I think I'm repeating myself enough on that part. No, you cannot. You're not praying. And God's standing there to help, standing there to bless. And we're doing our own thing. But see, you're doing it behind closed doors, sneaking. Y'all see you. There's like no power. Y'all see what you're doing. They come up there and raise the dead and hear you've been in sin left and right. Oh, Lord, no. But we're going to pray before I get into trouble. I know y'all want me to pray, and I want to pray Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for this opportunity. I thank you, Lord, for how you have blessed me. I thank you for this opportunity. I thank you, Lord, for the people out there that tuning me in. I thank you, Lord, for touching their heart, to even tune me in every Sunday evening at 5:30 p.m. and listen to me until 7:30 p.m. I give you the honor. I give you the glory, Lord. You see all those out there, Lord, they got a bowed down head. They're in pain. They're going through crisis on the left, crisis on the right, crisis behind you, crisis before you. Father, in the name of Jesus, intervene all these different situations, all these different sicknesses and infirmity in the people's body. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the finances, you got trouble in the finances, in the name of Jesus. You got trouble in the family, Oh, praise the Lord in the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. Oh, God, name of Jesus. Bless, Lord. Bless, heal, and deliver, and set free, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come against that low blood pressure, high blood pressure. Oh, God. My God. Yes, Lord. Pain in the joints. Oh, let those fingers stretch out, Father, in the name of Jesus. Those knuckles all drawn up. Oh, the hand all drawn up. Oh, straighten the hand, and then I see in the name of Jesus. That's infirmity. I come against the infirmity in the body in the name of Jesus. That infirmity. Oh, God. Those migraine headaches. Ah, yeah, I see in the name of Jesus. Those migraine headaches, whatever the cause of it, I send it back to the very pit of hell, Father, in the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Kidney problems. Ah, yeah. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, heal kidneys, Lord. Touch kidneys, Father, in the name of Jesus. Dialysis, oh, God, touch them on dialysis. Heal, Lord, heal the kidneys, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, chemotherapy, oh, God. Intervene. Name of Jesus. Got cancer cells in the body. I come get those cancer cells. Dried up, Lord. Destroy the cancer cells in the body, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, the generation curse where cancer run in the family. I come against that curse, the family curse, the generation curse in the name of Jesus. Got to be broken. I broke it, breaking in the name of Jesus. I destroy it in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Yeah. In the last seat, in the name of Jesus. Oh, those cancer. Oh, God. That generation curse of the alcoholism in the family of third and fourth generation. When you got the Holy Ghost, Lord, the yoke needs to be broken. It got to be broken under the IC in the name of Jesus. I break the cord. I break the yoke. Ah, yeah, nah, so in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. All kind of sickness. Oh, God, we don't have to take it, Lord. You got the Holy Ghost. Ah, in the IC. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Move. Move over the airways. Move over the airways, Father. In the name of Jesus. Move over the airways, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Let your anointing flow. Oh, God. Oh, let your anointing flow. Let them feel your anointing. Let them feel your power. Some people never felt the power of the Holy Ghost. Let them feel the power of the Holy Ghost, Father. In the name of Jesus. Under the sound of my voice, Lord. Under the I see and the I soul. In the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord. Touch their body, Lord. Touch their mind, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch that family problem, in the name of Jesus. Touch that marriage, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Intervene on the sound of my voice. Let the Holy Ghost come in, Lord. Oh, yeah, in it I see, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we got to have you. Well, oh, Holy Ghost, move. Move all over the atmosphere. Move in the atmosphere, Father, in the name of Jesus. Put in there as our boss travel over the airways. Ah, in the atmosphere. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Bless, Lord. Save and deliver and set free, Lord, in our seat, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord, touch wounded hearts, from right down the bow down head, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, oh, that suicidal spirit, I come against it, that depressing spirit, I come against it, under the oppressed spirit, I come against it, in the name of Jesus, that even in the heart, oh, change the heart to a heart operation. Oh, the heart of stone, make a heart of flesh, Father. In the name of Jesus, where hatred is in the heart, Lord, put love in the heart, Father. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I know the IC. Move on this broadcast, Father. In the name of Jesus, let them feel your anointing. Let them feel your power, Father. In the name of Jesus. Oh, let them reach up. Reach up and get you, Lord. Reach up, bless you passing by. Reach up, Lord. Reach up, Lord. Hi, let them reach up and get their healing. Reach up and get their deliverance, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I can't touch anybody, but all my words, send the word. Oh, send the word, Lord. Send an anointing, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. And how do y'all see? He knows. I know how. He knows. I know your soul. In the name of Jesus. Send the word, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Let them feel you, Lord. Oh, being anointed would break the yoke. It's anointed. Ah, the anointing would break the yoke. It would destroy the yoke. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. I magnify. Oh, Jesus. 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 Oh, you can't leave a stone unturned. Oh, Lord. Got to cry. Time. Got to cry. Cry out to you, Lord. Help me. Help me. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Help me. Help me. Help me.
Yes. Come on, put your hands together up in here tonight. As we bless the Lord, all my soul and everything that's within me, we will bless his holy name. Who came to bless him tonight? Hallelujah. We came to magnify the King of Kings and Jesus, that's his name.
He is the Word. Magnify him, Jesus is his name. He is so worthy of all of the praise. Oh, come, magnify him, Jesus is his name.
Listen to this.
Honor and glory. With it.
Let us give God the honor and let us give God the praise. This is Evangelist Harris from Memphis, Tennessee. Let us give God the honor and the praise. When the last time you praised the Lord? When the last time you started fussing and cussing folks out? When the last time you started praising the Lord? When the last time you got angry? When the last time you started praising the Lord? Yeah? When the last time you started praising God? When the last time you ready to fight somebody? Ready to cuss somebody out? When the last time you want to praise the Lord? Hey, talk to me. When the last time? My Lord. But you can tell when the last time you did all that. When the last time you said, down, Lord, I thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the many blessings. I thank you. We don't thank you enough. Get up in the morning. We don't say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Get up. Come on, get up cussing and fussing. Damn time we get up on our feet, cussing and fussing. No peace in the household. No peace on your job. No peace, no peace, no peace. Wait a minute. You tell him, God, can't you, what's wrong? You can't give him peace. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Let him come in. Let him come in and give you that joy. Joy. That joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. Oh, we got to reach up and get that joy no matter what the circumstances are. Oh, the joy is the Lord. Not happiness, but the joy of the Lord is your strength. Not the happiness is my strength, but the joy of the Lord is your strength. In spite of what I'm going through with, the joy of the Lord is my strength. No matter what, if my husband left me, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And my children have gone and deserted me, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah, glory. Thank you, Jesus. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. Thank you for the joy. In spite of, but the joy of the Lord is my strength. I lost my job, but the joy of the Lord is my strength. I don't see my way out, but the joy of the Lord is my strength. Yes, the joy. God always, in his word, that suffer to whatever circumstances you're going through with, God got it. It's a verse. God got words, the scripture in the Bible for you when you reach up and get to hold to his word. His word, his word, his word. My Lord, don't even pick up your Bible. Don't even pick it up. Don't even pick up, even, and most of the time, most of y'all might know about the 23rd Psalm. You don't even read the 23rd Psalm. You couldn't read that. You don't know scripture. You don't know nothing, anything. At least in the morning time, you read the 23rd Psalm. That gives you some consolation, 23rd Psalm. That will soothe you, 23rd Psalm. No, get up there cussing and fighting and drinking and smoking. Reapers and shooting up. My God. Oh, try to, when you're doing all that, try to read the 23rd Psalm. Read the 23rd Psalm. Want to get high. Oh, don't know your head from your toe. Hey, read the 23rd Psalm. Yeah, this is Evangelist Betty Harris. When you see the prosperity broadcast, yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm talking about, I'm wrong. It's our focus. This is what folks like to say when they want to get in some mess, when they want to disobey what people want to tell them, when they try to tell them the truth. I'm grown. You can't tell me what to do. I'm grown. And go out there and make a shipwreck, and everybody got to come in and then help clean up your mess. That's my advice. You make a shipwreck, but we all got to come in. But yet when you're going out, nobody but you. But yet when you come back, we all call so-and-so, call auntie, call mama, call sister. We all got to come in. But you know, this and that, we need help, this and that. We got to pool our money together. Well, you know, he about to be put out though. Told you don't go and get in that expensive apartment anyway. Buy that expensive car. You know, about to take his car. Well, what are you doing that expensive car? No, he couldn't afford it. You know how we talk? Move, get in that house. No, he couldn't afford it. My God. You got to seek the Lord on these things. Whatever it is, whatever you got to do, seek God. Let him give you an answer. But we don't seek the Lord now. We're going to go on our own strength, on our own. I know what to do. Until you make that shipwreck, and then you just, and then you're not as smart mouth as you were when they were telling don't do this and telling you don't do that. I'm wrong. You can't tell me what to do. You mean it too. You're sitting in a nasty way. You be nasty with it. You're not sweet now. You're not sweet. You know, when people don't get in their sin, they're not sweet when they tell y'all. They're not sweet. They don't say it soft and nice. Well, I'm grown, and I'm grown, and you can't tell me what to do. You don't say it like that. You say, I'm wrong. You can't tell me what to do. You did what you want to do. Now, get out of my business. This is my business. Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Oh, we get bold. Yeah, we talk. We talk when you want to get in your mess. But I don't think, but see, but when you get caught in your mess and that mess go over your head and you can't, and it overwhelm you and overshadow you and break you down, then you won't supposed to help you then. You don't be so nasty. You tell them, I'm a crying. A lot of these words that cause folks crying. Yeah, they remember what they said, but now they remember when they said I'm wrong, and now they remember with tears crying. Crying what they told mom and dad. I'm wrong. They tell them what to do. But now you're crying. You're crying. You even hate you said that word, those words. Yeah. I got away. You think me so strong when they say, and you know everything, but you better be careful. You make sure you're right. So if you're wrong, it's gonna slap you right back in the face. Just give it time. It's going to slap you right in the face. If you met the wrong man, if you go get the wrong job, if you move to the wrong house, even if you buy the wrong car, and even if you move to another state, if it's wrong, it's gonna slap you in the face. Oh yes, it's gonna slap you right back in the face. Oh Jesus, what have I done? What have I done? Nobody can tell it like you can tell it. Nobody, huh? You can tell the story. Some of y'all can tell the story on these very words that I'm saying. I'm grown. Some of y'all can tell. Some of y'all can write a little book about the ins and outs of what you said. I'm grown. Mm-hmm. Yeah. More than an ocean. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay. This is the name of Jeremiah. 7th chapter. Now, on the year of Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, at least 11 verse. But I know the thoughts that I have towards you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Okay, let's get Jeremiah, okay, 29 and 11. Let me see, and then Jeremiah 29 and 12. Then shall ye call upon me, and he shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And he shall seek me and find me when he shall search for me with all your heart. And this scripture I had when I was going through, you still go through till the day you die. I thought about that. I was on my knees and said, then shall he call upon me, Jeremiah 29 and 12. Then shall he call upon me, and he shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, Jeremiah 29 and 12 and 13. And he shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Don't tell y'all on my knees, man. I said, Lord, have a call you on my heart. Lord, have a call you enough. Yeah, you go through, you say, you need some love, whatever. Done. Have a call you enough. Have a call you enough. I was going through, crying on my knee. Lord, have a call you enough. Have a call you enough. Oh, my God, my God. Oh. But I said, he should seek me and find me, for he should search for me with all your heart. Lord, have I done it with all my heart, Jesus? I used to say, Lord, have I done it with all my heart? They would hit me left and right. Oh, God. Oh. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You got to stick it with all your heart. We got all your heart. All your heart. All of it. Lord, we playing church. Playing church. All your heart. Cry out to him. Lord Jesus. Oh, God will hear you now. Keep calling him. God will hear you. Keep calling. We don't call him, though. We get tired. It don't take. Oh, no, nothing. It don't take all that. Okay. He gets my. No, people get smart. You know, sometimes you let people get smart and talk to you any kind of way. So, and you know, you say, okay. So you see way down the road, okay. This and that, okay. You know, you don't take all that, okay. It take all that and more, okay. That's what they do, you know. They think they know everything. Oh, she know everything. She don't know everything. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sometimes you said you just say okay. Sometimes you just bad back. Say, okay. So you know. Trouble don't hit them in the face left and right. Bam, bam, bam. Uh-huh. So no. It's advantage better Harris. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. So you from Memphis, Tennessee. I'm grown. Yes, Lord. My Lord, we're going to pray. By the name of Jesus, touch the people that tuned me in. Touch them. You know what the problem they got. You know the problem. They haven't told anybody. Someone's sick in the body. Haven't told anybody. Oh, God, but they're sick in the body. Someone's gone to the doctor, and the doctor ain't even doing no good. They're going to the doctor, same doctor, over and over again, and they're telling them better. They're getting worse. My God. Intervene in that situation. Intervene in those situations, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And touch these ministers, Lord, that need help. Lord, the church, they're not paying their tithe. Touch them, Lord, that they would support your work, Lord. Touch the heart, they would support your work, Father, in the name of Jesus. Some of them having a hard time. They're having a hard time. Oh, bless them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Intervene for them, Lord. Touch people hard. Don't let them rest, Lord. Touch the heart to send help, to be help to the different ministry of yours. Your ministry, Lord. Your ministry has been the ministry you have called the people to have, Father, in the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. Touch, Lord. Touch. Oh, God. The son of my boy. Touch those digestive systems in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. The nursing home. Go to the nursing home in the name of Jesus, neighborhood. I'd like to pray, Father, let the minister angels walk up and down these neighborhoods, put a scare in some of these drug dealers and these criminals that killing and raping and stealing. Oh, let them find an angel. Let them come face to face with an angel. One of the minister angels. Let them see the angels coming in. As they try to break in, let them see angels. In the house. Angels were all around the house in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, let them see angels, Lord, walking up and down the neighborhood. Let them see angels, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let them see those tall angels. Those tall angels. Tall, Father, in the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes. Oh, let them see angels. Send the angels, Lord. Oh, send the angels, Lord. Yes. Yes, send them. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch. Touch our finances. Touch our children. Touch the problem on the job. Problem at home, Lord. Oh, problem as they drive up and down the street, Father. Lord, we need protection. We need your guidance. We need your arm around us, Lord, to shield us and protect us, Lord. Oh, Lord, they ride up and down the street, Lord, like they're on the express, just like they're on the speedway, Lord, in the name of Jesus. It's scary, Lord. Bright light shining everywhere. God, intervene on these different situations, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You scared to say something, they shoot everywhere in Memphis, Tennessee. They shoot, Lord. I see. They shoot. He knows. I know. Yes. In the name of Jesus, intervene. Oh, intervene. Go in these nursing homes. Go in these hospitals, Lord. Go in these homes, Lord, where they sick in bed, Lord. In that condition, Lord, the elderly people, Lord, Father, in the name of Jesus. Shield and protect them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, shield and protect their homes, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, we need to cry day and night, Lord. We need to cry out to you day and night, Father, in the name of Jesus. You don't need hospital, Lord. Sometimes, and Lord, I'm not the medicine. Sometimes they get the wrong medicine. Those need an operation on the operating table. You have the doctor's hands, Father, in the name of Jesus. You have the hands. You have the nurse's hands in the operating room. Oh, go in the operating room. Let the spirit take control, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Help us, Lord. Help, Lord. Help, Father, in the name of Jesus. name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Lean on me. Lean on me. It's a wonderful thing to have somebody to lean on. Oh, Lord. But just a few days ago, I was trying to find somebody that would lean on the Lord. Do me good to serve my Jesus. I wonder what about you tonight? Seems like to me I can hear his voice saying, lean on me when you're not strong.
Yes, Lord. We're all in this world. We're not in this world by ourselves. We need someone to lean on. Besides the Lord, we need someone on the earth to lean on, and then we're going to lean on Jesus in heaven. My Lord, my Lord. God did not put you in here all by yourself. Oh, I live everything by myself, doing everything yourself. Nobody but you. Nobody but you. No, no. Nah. God didn't mean it like that. No, 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 no. You might not have a lot of friends. You at least have one person you can talk to. One person. You don't need a lot. They're going to tell you business. You don't need a lot. You need to let the Lord pick out the one. And you need to let the Lord pick that one out for you. Don't just pick anybody to be your friend. Don't just pick anybody that you can talk to. You can't talk to everybody. You can't tell everybody your business. You can't do it. That means that goes for the preacher, too. You can't tell them. You hear me, preacher? You can't tell them. Can't tell you all everything. Some preachers, you can't tell them nothing. They tell everything you told them. So other preachers, my Lord, my Lord. I know from experience, No, Lord, if you did something, you don't tell, you just need it, just tell it. Something you tell it to the Lord. Tell it to the Lord now. Some preachers not where they should be. They talk too much about your business. My God, my God. Yes, Lord, my God, my God. God is a good God. Yes, I'm still on this topic. I'm grown. Yeah. And it got a many person in trouble. Many person that shed the tears over the very phrase that they had said. A phrase that have come out of their mouth. I am grown. Another, and then the end of, and then part of that, another, the end of that, you can't tell me what to do. I'm grown. You can't tell me what to do. That's part two. The first part is I'm grown. The second part is you can't tell me what to do. Now, which part? Okay. Which part did you use most of the time? Either one is bad. Both of them bad. Oh, God. Both of them bad. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, get the big head. My God, my God. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, touch the people on the sound of my voice, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch children. Touch children. They need diabetes. Oh, they are diabetic. They're diabetic. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus, You know, this day got an aspirin problem, aspirin, bronchitis. Come against in the name of Jesus. Clear it up. Let the breathing come forth clear, Father. Touch the breathing in the name of Jesus. Touch breathing, Lord. Touch the people with heart conditions. Touch the heart. Touch the heart. Those with stomach conditions. Touch the stomach. Those with leg conditions, knees problems. Touch the knees. Ah, let the sweating go down in the knees, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let the sweating go down in the ankle, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you got all power in your hands. Get a hold of these people. Get a hold of these situations, Father. Just send your word. Send your word. Oh, God, anoint me to pray. Anoint me to pray. What to pray, why, and how to say it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, touch the people on the sign of my voice. Let them feel. Oh, let them feel an anointing. Anoint me to pray, Lord. Anoint me to pray. Hallelujah. Not me, but you, Lord. Pray through me, Lord. Pray through me. Holy Spirit, pray through me, Lord. He knows. I know. Pray through me, Father, in the name of Jesus. I want to touch. I want to touch who you want me to touch. I want to touch, Lord. I want to feel your presence. I want them to be your anointing, Lord. Oh, God, touch them people. Touch the people. They're going through, Lord. They're on their eyes. Got an eye problem. Some got an ear problem. Condition around their head. Oh, God. Mental problem. Oh, come and get that mental problem. The mental problem, Father, in the name of Jesus. Back problem. Oh, yes, Lord. Back problem, knee problem, stomach problem. Oh, ankle problem. Oh, leg problem. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. The pain. Ease the pain. Take the pain away. Take the pain. Let them be able to sleep. They can't sleep. Oh, let them be able to sleep, Father. Satan, take your hands off in the name of Jesus. Oh, I come against you, Satan. Under the eye, see in the name of Jesus. Take your hands off. Oh, Holy Ghost, move. Holy Ghost, move. Move. In the name of Jesus. Oh, get finances. Oh, the finances. The lawyer. Touch the lawyer. Let him release that money. It's all about that dollar. Let him release that money. Let him release that case in the name of Jesus. In their favor, Father, in the name of Jesus. Don't let him rest, Lord. Keep it on their mind. Ah, when they can't sleep, they be restless at night, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch that husband and wife. They're bickering and arguing and fighting and fussing, Father, and cussing one another out, Lord. Oh, you're soon to come. Put an end to it, Lord. Put an end to it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Satan, come out of that marriage in the name of Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Save those loved ones. Save the children. Save these young folks, Lord. Save them. Fill them with the Holy Ghost. Save them, Lord. Touch their heart. Touch them, Lord. Let them turn their mind to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I need you, Lord. I need you. We need you. They need you. Oh, Jesus. Oh, not in the atmosphere, Lord. There's so many problems. Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Take me higher than you. In the name of this prayer. Oh, that I can reach. Oh, the one you want me to reach, Lord. Save, Lord. On the side of my boss, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Oh, mother-in-law problem, dad-in-law problem, sister-in-law problem. I go against those spirits, Lord, to keep the vision in that marriage, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, to keep the vision in that marriage, Father. Oh, heal that marriage. Heal those marriages, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, my God, my God. Praise the Lord, praise God. Oh, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, thank you. Jesus. I must go on in spite of
it. Things don't always go my way. I've determined in my heart. Bye.
out of the cold or nothing would be a greater loss than not to be able to see him someday. I'm gonna see him face to face.
Face to face. Look him on his face. I want to see him face to face. Oh, I want to see him. Oh, my God, my God. I want to see him. I want to see him. Don't you want to see him? Oh, give your heart to the Lord. Don't you want to see Jesus one day? I want to see him. I want to see him. One day. Oh, this will be over. Oh, this won't be in the, it won't be any good. Your eyes will be on Jesus. Just Jesus. You're not worried about your husband, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your house, your land, your children. Just Jesus. Just Jesus. That's right. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Got to seek him. Got to seek him with all our own heart. God will answer. And you ain't got to answer. You haven't sung a popcorn sticking. Just microwave popcorn sticking the Lord. You got to get down serious with it. You want to get serious with you? Oh, my Lord, my Lord. God, reach, touch the people, touch them. Sound of my voice, Lord. Some people, Lord, touch their legs, touch their feet, they have a problem. They can't put on the shoes, Father. In the name of Jesus, certain things they can't eat, they're allergic to certain things, food, or they have allergies. something, they have a book out, they have an allergy for a certain food, Father, in the name of Jesus. Heal it in there with Father. In the same of Jesus. In the same of Jesus. Touch, Lord. Touch. Touch, Lord. Boy, in there. Boy, in there. Touch. Touch. And not see in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. In the name of Jesus. Got a tear from the eyes, Lord. You got back problems. Some of them need knee operation, hip operation. Heal, Father. Heal. Heal. Then if they have that, they're going to go and have an operation, Father, send them to the right doctor. Let the right doctor do the operating. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Mercy. Bless your people. Bless, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. So much, so many problems. So many ailments. Oh, God. All kind of cancer. Oh, cancer taking over. We got cancer taking over. Cancer and osteoporosis taking over. Oh, all the kind of diseases. I don't even know, can't even pronounce the name, but you know, all the immune diseases in the name of Jesus. Oh, the crippling osteoporosis. Rheumatoid osteoporosis in the name of Jesus, where they cripple the people, Father. Oh, straighten out the limbs. Heal them from that condition, Father, in the name of Jesus. The bladder condition. Heal the bladder condition in the women. Heal the bladder condition in the men's, Father, as they get older. When they're young now, my Lord. Heal the bladder. Give strength to the bladder. Bladder, the kidneys. Give strength to the kidneys. Oh, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, prostate problems. How do y'all see in the name of Jesus? In the name of Jesus. Touch. He knows. Ah, glory. Ah, oh, hallelujah. 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 My Lord. My Lord. My Lord. My Lord. Ah, yeah, see. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Come in. Intervene, Lord. Oh, God. Touch, Lord. Come on in the room, Father. Wherever they are, let them feel your anointing. Let them feel you, Lord. Let them feel you, Jesus. Ha. He knows. Let them feel you, Lord. Say, reach up and get this blessing. Reach up, Lord. I don't know all the ailments, but Lord, you Holy Ghost, you know. Move, Holy Ghost, here. Here, Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. For in near. In the atmosphere. In the atmosphere, Lord. Oh, the different spirits that control in the city, they're controlling the people in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, in the atmosphere. Go in the atmosphere. In the name, I see different spirit principality in the name of Jesus. Oh, I come against in the name of Jesus. I don't know the whole thing, but oh, God, teach me how to reach up and get them. Teach me how to reach up, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You put me on this air for a reason. To pray for deliverance from the people, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, take me high in you, Lord. Take me high in prayer, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch. I need you, Lord. Touch, Lord. Oh, God, touch, Lord. Move in these finances. Move in these houses, Father, in the name of Jesus. Some people need a house. Oh, they're about to be put out. They need the mortgage paid. They need the rent paid. Oh, God. Intervene, Father. In the name of Jesus. Intervene. All these different situations, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Touch. My Lord. Touch the cheering. The school children, touch the children, the little children. Oh, God. Get them, protect these little babies, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, for these evil men and evil women, Father, in the name of Jesus. Kidnapping these children, hijacking vans and cars, killing them. Oh, God. Oh, this murderous spirit, I come against it. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. This man is better here. Can you remember Tennessee? I haven't even given you an address. Post office box 751-6303. Remember Tennessee 38175. Oh, my God. You can call this number if you need prayer. You can call in 347-850-1971. 347-850-1971. You can call in for prayer. But after I get you, if I come out there, you reach me on Facebook. On Facebook, and then you reach me on Blog Talk Radio. See that prosperity, you can Google me. My Lord. And you see the prosperity, the one with the little hands. My Lord. In the name of Jesus. You put me up 24 hours a day. I tell you to. You put me up 24 hours a day. And listen to me over and over again. Isn't God good? My Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. My Lord. Yes, Jesus. God is good. Oh, my Lord. He's good. That's the ear. My Lord. My God. Yeah, tell all the friends. Hit me on this broadcast. Uh-huh. Oh, my Lord. Yes, Lord.
I tried to force a laugh, but my lips wouldn't lie. My heart was broken, but I was too sad to even cry.
Do you hear me?
Yet I had to stand my test. I had to take the pain. Tried to make me a happy face. Oh, but there was too much rain.
I was in a tunnel. Couldn't see the light. Whenever I looked up, I couldn't see the sky. No. Sometimes when I'm standing, it feels like I've been running for miles. My heart could be crying, dead in the middle of a smile. Oh, then I climbed the hill. I felt a strong wind, and I heard a voice say,
storm is over.
Storm is over now.
I can feel the sunshine. Of my battle, all hope's gone.
Nowhere to turn.
Downtown in a rush crowd, but feeling all alone.
Hallelujah, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name. This is Bansy Betty Harris. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm from Memphis, Tennessee. Thank you all for tuning me in. Keep listening to me every Sunday evening from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. I'm granting you the word of God, praying for the sick and the homeless, homeless and the sick and everybody, praying for everything, everything. My God. All I don't pray for, just reach up and get it. As the anointing go by you, reach up and get your blessing. Reach up and get what you need. My Lord. Lord, I pray for the homeless and those that don't have a place to stay, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, make a way for them to have a place, a roof over their head, Father. Name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. So much work needs to be done, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Help the homeless. Help the homeless, Father. Name of Jesus. The homeless. Shield and protection, Father. Name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. These nursing homes, they've been misused, mistreated. Oh, come in the nursing home. Healing and delivering the nursing home. Set free, Lord. Set free in the name of Jesus. Give the children mind and take some of the children don't need them. Son of parents don't need to be in the nursing home. Need to be at home with the children. My Lord. My children don't want them. My God, they want their freedom. They want their freedom. They want to do what they want to do. Oh, my Lord. My God. 10 children. Some of them, the people saying 10 children, 10 kids. One lady or one man and one man and one lady. Took care of 10 kids. My Lord, what wrong with my sister? I was there. What wrong with this picture? Something wrong somewhere. Nobody want to take care. I don't know why they get children that want to take care of the parents. For to take care of the parents. For to help them. Take care. Look after them. So why do they want? They don't want to do nothing. All they want to come and borrow the parents' money and go. I see you. I see you. They don't want the responsibility. It's bad. They don't want their responsibility. And all they don't want their responsibility. Take care of their parents. It's so bad. It's a crying and shame. It's pitiful. It's bad. I want to take care of the loved one. One and took care of them. Went through hell and high water. Went through everything to try to put food on the table and everything. And you don't want to take care of them. Don't have time. Oh, it's so bad. God's not pleased with it. God's not pleased with it. He's not pleased. No, he's not. My Lord. I want to take care of the elderly people. I don't want to take care of their sick mom and dad. But they didn't do for me. I don't care. When you have to face the Lord, he's not gonna ask you about your mom and dad, he's gonna ask you about you. It's just you. That you do what you're supposed to do. Yeah, you just do right. Respect yourself because of evildoer. You just do right. You do right. My Lord, you do right. See, I'm not putting the finger. Always been trying to point the finger at somebody else. But they ain't listening. You do your part. If we do our part, they ain't taking them. No. But not themselves because of evildoers. Neither I be imaged against the workers of iniquity. But they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thy dwell in the land and burial thy shall be fed. Step also in the Lord and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. In Psalm 37, 1-4. My Lord, I'm always talking about somebody else. So-and-so not doing, sister not doing, Henry not doing, John not doing, Mary not doing. You just do your part. Just do your part. If we do our part, they ain't be taking care of. Just do your part. Don't want to take care of your old parents. Bad. It's bad. It's terrible. Just do your part. Brother so-and-so, but John not doing, Steve not doing. Just do your part. God will take care of it. My Lord. Yeah, don't want to take care of your parents. Parents are raging, went through water, hot sun and cold. Some of them had to catch the bus and stuff to go to work. Then they had transportation, had to catch the bus, and every now and then they might get a ride, but somebody might give them a ride. Yeah, kind of cheap food on the table, and just let y'all have a look what Christmas or Easter and stuff. Work hard. Don't even give a parent appreciation. Don't even, you know, don't think about the parents, what they went through. No, but yet you always want to borrow money. I always want to come over when you need something. When you need something. Be like the son said, praise the Lord. Got married, highfalutin. No, you don't. The wife didn't want the mama there. And the same boy, the same son, another son, where you used to drink and stuff, you know, and didn't have the education that you had and everything. He the one took your mama in. You know, the deal was a little nobody. One wasn't no be in anything. My Lord. That's the one that took the mama in. Oh, tell my mama, you gonna live with me. Yeah. My God. Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't want to take him in. You got all the education, and she done put you through college and everything. Deny herself. One thing about mother, they will deny themselves for the children. They wear the same dress over and over again, just wash it. The one or two dresses over and over again to make sure you have what you want, and you get up and don't even appreciate it. And marry somebody for being in love, and she don't want your mother to even hard to come to the house. If she doesn't come, she might not can got certain places for her to sit. It got to be easier. But you know, I don't want her to break nothing. You know, this and that. I mean, so highfalutin. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. You stand by and let it happen. And your mama and your daddy worked hard to make sure you had an education, go to college and everything, and you gonna do them like that for your wife when it's wrong. Yeah, I see that too. He sees. My God. Yes, Lord. Yes. Oh, the woman said, I said, oh, when I get old. I said, you know, you don't wonder who's going to take care of you. She said, well, you know what she said? Well, you ought to have some children. You should have had some children. Then I mean, because you got children, it does not mean that those children are going to take care of you. You got to put the trust, you got to trust the Lord for that way he work it out. You know, children and parents, they got a loving heart. They don't want to be a burden on the children. They can help because they get old. They can help. You don't get old as they go to die young. Don't have time for them. Don't want to worry with them. Oh, God. Help. Yes, Lord. It's rough. Don't want to worry with the old folks. No. Don't have the time. So in love. Y'all can whoop these dolls too. He gonna whoop them. He gonna get them. We don't want to hear. You know, this and that. My marriage. Just do what's right. If you do what's right, God will take care of the rest. If you just do what's right in the name of the Lord, he will take care of the rest. My Lord. I said, no. I took care of my daddy. You old. I took care of my dad. Yes, I did. I took care of my elderly daddy, my old daddy. I took care. He was old. Had a stroke. I took care of him. I sure did. I don't have any regrets. I took care of him so much, so good. The Lord told me, you've done all you could do. You done all you could do, and I did. I did all I could do for my elderly daddy. I sure did. Yes, my God. Y'all, we need to step up to the plate, and we need to help one another. Don't want to be bothered. My Lord. Don't want to be bothered. My Lord. Yes, Lord. Let me pray. Did I pray there? Oh, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this word, going forth. Thank you, Jesus. Take control of this broadcast in your name, Father, in the name of Jesus. Take control. Jesus, let it be do your will with this broadcast, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let it go far and near in the foreign countries, Lord, outside of the United States. Let it flow, Lord. name of Jesus, the nursing home. Oh, the nursing home, the daycare. Oh, bless the children in the daycare, Father. Name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. They're going through. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Bless the women, bless the woman, bless the women. Give them strength, Lord. They have so much on them. So much on them, Father. Give strength to the women, Lord. Oh, give strength to the women, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus, I pray. Name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. Name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. And amen. My Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. These women going through. They're going through. All the burden on them. Yes, Lord.
You're alive. We'll be
Yes, this is Betty Harris. Yes, I'm talking about I'm grown. That's my time. I'm grown. And the part two of it, you can't tell me what to do. I'm grown. Oh, those phrases have slapped a lot, a many person back in their faces with tears in their eyes. You know, well, you can talk smart as you want. You paper. Because you know what? If it's not of God, it won't last. If that thing is not of God, it won't last. Different situations you want to get in and do. If it's not of God, it won't last. Oh, yeah. Yes. My God. Yes, Lord. Yeah, they talk to you rough. Talk to the parents so bad. When they want to get in their mess, when they want to sin and stuff. They tell you, man, I'm grown. And don't have to be the parent. Your friend can tell you. A lot of friends that tell other friends to do this and not to do that. I'm grown. You can't tell you what to do. You need to mind your own business. Okay. Let it be of God. If not of God, if it be of God, it's going to let it. If not of God, you better hang it up. You're heading for a shipwreck. You're aiming for a shipwreck in the name of Jesus. God's not playing with us. He's not playing with us at all. Y'all can play games. He wouldn't have it in the Bible on 2 Chronicles. If my people, which are called by my name, God is disbelieving the Lord, to humble themselves, be not humble, be high-minded, be headstrong, and pray. We don't have time to pray. And seek my face. Seek his face and not his hand. We have to seek his face. If you seek his face, he will give you the hand. You're going to get the hand. The hand is automatically yours. Seek his face. Seek his face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Yeah, we need to seek Jesus' face. Seek his face. My God, want more of you, Lord. Just more of you. Oh, we want things. We want material things. Well, only what you do for Christ will last. Material things. My God. Oh, we won't. Yeah. Yeah. Want to make you people, walk over people. Because you're doing well. Be careful. A lot of folks were doing well, but now they're not doing as well as they used to do. Before this epidemic came, they were flying high and mighty, head in the sky. But when the epidemic came, and they got shut down off and on for about a year, they're crying the blues. They need help. And be careful how you treat people. Be careful because you're up high. Because you got money in your pocket today. You don't know tomorrow. You might not have any. Oh, Jesus. Oh, we don't never think about tomorrow. Think about today. Don't think about today. What about tomorrow? My mother used to say, don't cook everything you got to cook in one day. Save something for tomorrow. You know how you have a bit done? You have spaghetti and you have, when you cook spaghetti, you have spaghetti and you have your meatball. You have yang. Honey, he said, wait a minute. He said, don't cook everything you got. Then you're going to have a vegetable on the side. You're going to have a dessert. Oh, and he said, there's one day. They don't cook everything you got in one day. Save some for the next day. My mother raised me well. Yes, she did. She raised me. I was raised. My God. Yes, Lord. My God. Yeah. Y'all want it. Don't want to obey. You want to do your own thing. Everybody got to pay for it. When you run to a shipwreck, everybody got to pay for it.
Jesus said, here I stand. Won't you please let me in? And you said, I will. Jesus said, I am He,
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Oh, God. God is good. It's God good. It's God good. Raise your hand and say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Oh, my God, my God. Tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. My God, my God. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my God. Yeah, yesterday, praise the Lord. Yesterday, yesterday, yesterday. Another song, yes, sir. I know you need it.
Yesterday, I get lighter.
Oh, Lord, my Lord. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. My Lord, my Lord. Oh, my, 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 my. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. My God, my God. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Lord, thank you for this opportunity. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That's the one to tune me in. Moving the circumstances, Lord. Write me right to the right hair. Oh, Lord. Look at my neck. Hey, my neck, my neck, my neck. Oh, Jesus. Name of Jesus. I love you. I love you. Oh, oh, God. Bless, bless, bless. Name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Touch it, Lord. Heal and deliver. Lay down and bow that head. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus, oh God, name of Jesus. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Bless, bless, bless. Oh, bless, bless, bless. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Lord. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you for your blessing. We thank you for the anointing. We thank you. For, oh, we thank you for raising the bow down here. Thank you, Lord. Seeing and protecting your people. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.